You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Betting Podcast, one of the three biggest NFL podcasts as it relates to betting in the galaxy. Although, this time of year, Steve will give you some tidbits about hoops, whether it's men's hoops, women's hoops, which is becoming very popular. We'll dive into that today before we get into the AFC season win totals. Our first reaction to every number on DraftKings that you see for the AFC teams. Then next week, gotta get a little something from Steve on the Masters. Curious to see Steve next week. We can talk about, after a couple weeks of data, where you're at on the UFL, because I know you've done well in spring leagues betting as well in recent years. And we'll get to the NFC season win totals next week. When I mention Steve, of course, I'm talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Steve Fezzik. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to an email question each of these next couple episodes, because we love your email questions. Check him out on social media, at Fezzik Sports, and only at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, really whatever you're on, right? Like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. What am I missing? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Ross Tucker NFL is the key. Whatever platform you're on, definitely follow me. That's also, by the way, where we post a lot of the best clips from all of our shows. Even Money, College Draft, getting you ready for the NFL Draft, Fantasy Feast Podcast, of course, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Looks like I'll be having Andrew Brandt tomorrow, the former Packers executive, talk about a lot of these off-season things. There was interesting stuff coming out of the owners' meetings last week. And then Greg Cosell, the NFL Films legend, on Thursday as our draft preview series continues. At Ross Tucker Pod is where you always check out all of our different content for the different shows. We post the clips there. YouTube, of course, is awesome. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. If I didn't say it, I should have. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those guys. Love you guys. Love Steve. Steve, before we get in the AFC season win totals, do you have any reaction to March Madness? I'm talking about the men's side right now. Have you done well? Have you done poorly? Do you have takeaways? Do you have, maybe most importantly, thoughts or bets on the Final Four? Like, why should we not just lay the points with UConn every game? They just smash everybody.
Well, we should. And pre-production, Jack and I were talking about, it's a Connecticut convoy. You know that song, Convoy, right? Ross, you're old. Yes?
How's it go?
Connecticut convoy. Pigpen, this here, the rubber duck. We just ain't going to lose to any of these teams. So it's a convoy trucking around the USA. By the time we got to Buffalo, that committee was getting smart. They brought up reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. Catching 9, no chance, 30-0. And then we head south to Flagtown like a rocket ship on rails. The Connecticut convoy rolling to Phoenix.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Although I did see on our private Slack channel, you know, for the Tuckheads, patreon.com/RTmedia, multiple people mentioned that one of their favorite things about this show is when you bring up movie references and, like, you assume that everybody knows, or you think everybody knows, but it's like some of these quotes and lines, Steve, I think it's like probably less than 10% of our listeners have any idea. Like, if I've never heard of Connecticut convoy in my whole life, there's no way Jack has.
I made up Connecticut convoy because of the con in convoy, but convoy was a number one on the pop charts for 1 week and the country charts for 6 weeks. The song Convoy. It's just Convoy. And there was a movie in 1978. Social media, way before the internet, way before social media, CB radios were all the rage in the mid to late 70s. And it took off for like 3 years. It used to be the truckers were just on the CBs. And then regular people discovered this. They were lonely. And they got on the CBs to communicate.
Oh, interesting.
And a movie was made about it. And then the song Convoy, which you can query. It's very catchy. Yes.
Okay, so Steve, for the people that don't care about anything we just talked about over the last 2 minutes, do you think that they should lay the points with UConn?
They should have laid the points. And so you bring up a great point. Why not bet Connecticut? They've won 10 straight games by double digits. And this line opened 10. And a mandatory $40 fine, because I'm talking about a number that's long gone. But as soon as I saw 10, bang. Circus Sports, you love Circus Sports. Max bet, $5,000. I laid it on Connecticut. Not because I was that confident in Connecticut, because now they're going to be away. They're not in their back state, you know, close to home anymore. They're going to be in Phoenix. But I felt like I can just earn off of it, because I thought this number's going to inflate. Everyone is going to bet Connecticut. They have bet Connecticut. The line is currently 11.5 to 12. And we'll pulling back the curtain, how pro bettors bet numbers, not teams. If you have a 1.5 point differential, that's a positive middle. So if I laid 10 and I can take 11.5, that's positive expectation for that playing for the middle, but I'm not going to get 11.5. I'm going to get at least 12. I think I'm going to get 12.5, Ross. What do you think the maximum number I'm going to get on this game as post approaches, with Connecticut being such a dominant force?
12.5. I don't think it gets to 13. Do you?
I don't. I think it gets to 12, and some books are going to pop up 12.5, especially considering many sports books are getting crushed in this tournament because so many favorites are winning. And frankly, they're going to send a Christmas card out to NC State for saving their bacon for pulling the upsets that they have.
Have you been betting on, do you have any thoughts on the other game or not really?
I laid 8 on Purdue. What's interesting, Purdue is much, much, much better than Duke. So Duke was laying 7 NC State. And so Purdue has to be laying 9, 9.5. So I agree with that line, but it does have the feel, doesn't it? That NC State, I can't explain why they were so mediocre during the regular season, but it's a totally different team. And it's just infectious how well all of the players, you know, work together without egos. That's really a special team.
Yeah, it's been cool to watch. I love it. I also love that they say that guy, DJ Burns, for NC State weighs 275. If he's even close to 6'9", there is no chance he doesn't weigh over 300 pounds. I can assure you that is just laughable to me. All right. Have you been betting women's basketball at all, Steve? That game was awesome. Both games were awesome last night, but especially Iowa and obviously the game against LSU last night, Caitlin Clark. That was so cool to watch. I mean, I know you're a big WNBA guy. Do you bet women's tournament at all?
Yes, rarely. Not a lot. I actually bet LSU, so I lost in the Elite Eight. But I got to tell you, South Carolina is the clear-cut best team. I would love to see a finals with South Carolina, which is very likely, and Iowa, which has about a little over a 50% chance of getting there. South Carolina will crush Iowa and Caitlin Clark, but the spread will be reasonable because of all the hype about Caitlin Clark, and it's deserved. But this South Carolina team is a monster team.
Wow! So you're already in your head betting. You're laying the points with South Carolina against Iowa.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
I love it. All right, I also love season win totals that our friends at DraftKings have up. As a reminder, by the way, anytime you bet anything at DraftKings, use the code Ross to get the discounts, especially if you're new, but even if you're not, use the code Ross. Get the discounts. They work. We love DraftKings Sportsbook app. We're talking AFC today, Steve, and I'll just go through them, and we'll just take the temperature, whether you immediately like the over, like the under, or you think the number seems about right? Almost like, what's it, porridge, the three bears, you probably know. Was it too hot, too cold, or just right from the porridge? I have no idea.
Yeah, like spot on. No song or movie. Well, there probably was a movie, but yeah, absolutely. Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three. Yeah, man, I'm out of it. All right, Dolphins, 9.5, Steve.
So this actually opened 10.5, and I bet under 10.5. I'm going to lean under even at the 9.5. It sure feels to me the Dolphins are one quarterback injury away from being a below 500 team. And at some point, the Cheetah's going to slow down a little.
Well, they also, I mean, they lost Wilkins, I thought was arguably their best defensive player. They lost their best offensive lineman in Robert Hunt. I mean, that's not good. Your best D tackle, probably your best defensive player, your best guard. I don't love it. I would lean under for the Fins as well. What about another team in their division, Steve? The Jets are 9.5 as well.
Jets sure seem like a hyped team. And hey, if their quarterback somehow gets back to close to 100%, maybe you can justify 9.5. He could get injured again. Jets under.
Ooh, I think 9.5 sounds about right for them. I don't think Rodgers will get hurt again, but I guess you never know. It is pretty random. You know what's not random, Steve? What I eat, because I've been eating these chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. So I got to be honest with you. About 3 months ago, my wife started eating these Factor meals, okay? Maybe a month ago, they started advertising on some of my shows. They're delicious. They're never frozen. They're chef-crafted, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And you can get like Protein Plus, which is my favorite. Some people like Calorie Smart or Keto, Vegan or Veggie. To be able to just pop these things in, 2 minutes later, you're having like a customized weekly meal from a chef. It's awesome. Head to factormeals.com/even50 and use code even50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code even50 at factormeals.com/even50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. And Steve, you know you need to have something healthy to wash it down. That's Labatt Blue Light, all right? That's the perfect combo. You just pop in a Factor meal. You start drinking some Labatt Blue Lights. That's how you watch basketball, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Always enjoy my beloved Labatt Blue Light responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Next up, Steve, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their total is 8.5. I got to be honest with you. This was one of the first ones that jumped out to me. Are you out of your mind? I mean, didn't they win 10 games last year with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph? The Steelers always win at least 9 games. And what I love about this year's team, they have 2 bites at the apple at quarterback. Even if one gets hurt, even if one stinks, they got another one. I don't like the Steelers over 8.5. I love it, and I don't really understand the number.
We have consensus. We have a best bet. You nailed it. Hey, both the quarterbacks can be mediocre. There'll still be an upgrade in quarterback play, and they won 10 last year, and they 17 straight years with Tomlin. Never has a losing year. I don't think they're going to tie over 8.5. Yes.
Totally agree. All right, what about the Titans? 6.5 actually seems a little high to me for them. I mean, they've signed a bunch of guys, but they are not a good team.
You know, sometimes I've got a good friend. He's a professional bettor that he has a normal job also. All right. And his friend is Jim. His name is Jim. And he says, you know, the media makes this way too complicated. Bottom line is, yeah, do you have a quarterback? Do you have a coach? Or do you not have one? And with the Titans, and if you don't have anything close to a quarterback, you're dead. You're donezo. You're bottom of the league. And that's the Titans. They're rebuilding. And I don't know if they're going to win 6 games. I don't know if they're going to win 5 games. So under 6.5, absolutely under.
I think Levis has a chance. I'll just say that. I do think Levis has a chance to be solid, but I like the under for the Titans 6.5 as well. Chargers are at 8.5 with Harbaugh, Steve.
I'm torn on this one because they lose all their skill position players, but I think Harbaugh is going to be a tremendous upgrade at coach. That puts me in two different directions. I want to bet on Harbaugh. I don't know how the offense is going to be with so much turnover. I'm going to pass.
What about, I think 8.5 is the right number for the Chargers right now. It's, you know, it's tough pre-draft, obviously, but I think that's the right number. How about your Broncos, Steve? 5.5. The Broncos are 5.5.
So my initial reaction is have to go over. I mean, it's just, come on. I mean, Denver's not a bottom feeder. Denver is a team that is competitive. I got to tell you, I talked to some of my brethren, my other experts, and they say, oh, they really could be that bad. But I'm gonna trust my instincts. The Broncos are not a 4-win team. They're a 6 or 7-win team. I'm looking over.
I'd lean over. They better figure out it, but they're going to have a rookie quarterback, and whoever that is, he better play well. Jaguars are at 8.5, Steve.
Lean to the over. Sure feels like this is a little bit of an overreaction to their collapse last year. I think Trevor Lawrence is a capable NFL quarterback. They do have a good coach, and if they just won the division last year, you know, they'd be sitting at 9.5. So I think we're getting a little bit of value because they faded so bad last year. Lean over.
That number seems right to me. The Bills are at 10.5. My beloved Bills.
That number seems high. I think the Bills talk about the window closing and them not being able to afford their guys, the decline of Diggs. I think everything's going to have to go right for the Bills to be back in that 11 and 12 win area. I'd go under.
I would lean under for the Bills as well. That number feels right, but if I had to go one way or the other, I would lean under for the reasons you mentioned. The Colts are at 8.5. They're interesting. They got Anthony Richardson coming back from that surgery, but Flacco backing him up.
So the Colts are like 1 3-yard completion from Minshew away from making the playoffs last year, and it sure feels like if Richardson can come back and play well, they're a 10-win team. My concern is Richardson, not one, but 2 injuries last year. Is this going to keep happening in his career? It's all about AC and whether he's going to be healthy or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you even, I'm with you on that one. That number sounds right. What about the Texans, Stroud, 9.5? Is that a little low or is that right, Steve?
I think it's right. Basic strategy, whenever a team is forecast to do poorly and they so overachieve and win a division, I tend to look under, but I love that kid at quarterback. He's so good. I cannot go under. I pass.
Yeah, if anything, I would just lean over. I think he's that good. I think they're going to be that good again this year, although I agree with your strategy. Ravens lost a bunch of dudes, Steve, and coaches, and they're still 11.5.
They are in that division. What a monster that division is. We talk about the Steelers always having a winning record. Joe Flacco and company were in the playoffs, and the Bengals are going to be good. Because the division's going to be so tough, I could only look under for the Ravens.
I would lean under. Lamar was healthy last year, too. You don't know if that'll happen back-to-back years. They lost several offensive linemen already, both guards, the right tackle. What about the Raiders out there in Vegas? 6.5, Steve.
6.5 sure looks low. I mean, the Raiders had no quarterback play last year with O'Connell, and they were competitive. I could only look over with an upgraded quarterback for the Raiders.
I would tend to agree. I think that number is a little bit light to me for the Raiders, especially getting a guy like Wilkins. The Chiefs are at 11.5, Steve.
I'm going to look under for the Chiefs. Let's face it, the Chiefs get everybody's best punch. The Chiefs also have been sent a message that, you know what? As long as we make the playoffs, we can win on the road. It's fine. It's like the Chiefs could well employ the NBA, you know, load management this coming year where Kelsey gets banged up and maybe we let him go on tour with his girlfriend for a week or so, whatever. And very difficult schedule, obviously, the first place schedule. So they've got to play the Buffaloes, et cetera, with their field games, San Francisco. I'll look under on the Chiefs.
There is some truth to that, Steve, where they now realize that they can just turn it on in the playoffs and win the whole thing. So you wonder a little bit if that affects them at all in the regular season. The Bengals are back up to 10.5, Steve.
I'd still look over. And the Bengals with that fourth-place schedule, all fourth-place schedules are not created equal. And the Bengals, their three field games, they not only get fourth-place teams, they get bad fourth-place teams. So they get to play the Titans. They get to play the New England Patriots. And they get to play the Carolina Panthers. So three of the five worst teams in the NFL, all. The Bengals, not only do they get to play them, but their division rivals have to play good teams while the Bengals are beating up on the Carolina Panthers of the world.
The Browns are at 8.5.
It sure looks like the Browns should go over. If you can get the corpse that is Joe Flacco looking like an all-pro out there, my goodness, you got to expect Watson is going to have somewhat of a decent year. Again, they only have to have a winning record. Now, the concern is like, well, everybody but Baltimore were projecting to, you know, go over in that division. It is such a tough division. I still could only look over Cleveland.
Steve, the New England Patriots, we talked about this a little bit last week. They're at 4.5. 4.5. It's the lowest number on the board.
I think the dynasty is over for the New England Patriots. You know, what have I told you, Ross, that the most winning football team we've ever seen for 20 years enters into like a 20-year like period of time where they're one of the worst teams in the NFL. Is it possible? I don't know. You know, they just have to get a quarterback. They don't have one. At 4.5, I have to lean over, but I don't want to bet it.
I'll tell you what I like betting on. Our listeners to ask awesome, awesome questions, which you can do, by the way, by emailing me, ross@rostucker.com. We love when you have questions for Steve, ross@rostucker.com. That's the key. And then make sure you take advantage of one of the sponsors you hear on the show. So maybe it's Factor, those meals that are awesome. Maybe you just send me a picture of you drinking Labatt Blue, whatever it is, right? Take advantage of a sponsor. You'll go to the top of the queue. Tom L. in Warminster, Pennsylvania. Great work on all your media. Huge fan of your color commentary, sideline reporting, WIP radio, your podcast. I know this will wait for some downtime in the offseason. Always curious, which we did, always curious how professional sports better deals with possible large stretches of variance. Obviously, there have been losing stretches, and clearly Steve takes that in stride. But since going full-time, what was the longest losing stretch? And how did Steve and his team deal with that? Did they ever have a losing month or quarter or even a year? Is he able to balance that out with media and clients? Just curious what real life or professional looks like. Tom L. in PA.
Yeah, so it's a great question. It all depends. The way you play can smooth out the variance, all right? So have I lost for any 1 week? Sure. Have I lost for a month? Yes. For more than a month, no. And frankly, what happens if I'm struggling a little bit, let's say I have a bad month, all right, and I'm chopping along. Oh, good example, like last year's tournament, I bet the Purdue money line, all right? So I bet like way too much money. Purdue is a big favorite, and they lost. So it was kind of hard to overcome that, all right? So that was going to be a losing week, certainly. The way to smooth out variance, we spoke about it. I bet Connecticut minus 10. Real good bet, all right? And now I could just let that, you know, ride, or I can earn off of it and play back the other side and take the points with Alabama plus 12 or more. Now, if I'm having a terrible week and my bankroll isn't so good, I'd be more inclined to more lock in, you know, more of the middles and play back 80% of my bet maybe on Alabama. The first bet on Connecticut's the better bet. But if I'm running good and I'm winning most of my bets, I'm more likely to only make a modest bet on Alabama and take a bigger risk with the initial bet on Connecticut.
Love it. All right. I appreciate the question. I think people are always fascinated by you being a professional the way you are. Check Steve out on social media so you always know what he's up to at Fezzik Sport. As a reminder, you can be a part of a community of other people like you that listen to the show by going to patreon.com/rtmedia and getting all of Steve's bets. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money this weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.